MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. A hero's welcome, a standing ovation for President Trump in the Israeli parliament, where he spoke after all 20 living hostages were released after more than 2 years in Hamas captivity.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope, of renewed faith, and above all, a day to give our deepest thanks to the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
He called the day the historic dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace."
And peace, the focus of a summit later today in Egypt. The president will serve as co-chair of the meeting of world leaders. Israel, meanwhile, has released a number of Palestinian prisoners as part of the first phase of this deal. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. One of Madison's busiest thoroughfares to get downtown is now officially under construction. For years, city officials have been planning to redo John Nolan Drive. The street goes over Lake Monona and offers a scenic view of the Madison skyline. It's also home to popular walking and biking paths, plus railroad tracks. But city staff say it's old and not safe enough. Aaron Stager works for KL Engineering.
This project addresses three key needs for the John Nolan Drive corridor. First one is aging infrastructure. The existing roadway and bridge structures are nearing the end of their service life and require significant upgrades. Second one is safety concerns. The corridor experiences a high number of bicycle and pedestrian conflicts, resulting in a need for improved safety measures. And third, capacity and connectivity. Current bicycle and pedestrian facilities are over capacity and do not meet modern expectations for connectivity or mobility.
The first phase of this project is basically the portion that goes over the water from Olin Park to Broome Street. Starting today, that portion of John Nolan from Lakeside to Broome will be down to one lane each direction. And it's going to stay that way a while. Just this first phase is expected to take until summer 2027. Here and there, all of John Nolan will be closed overnight. That's so they can install storm sewers, but they'll give you a heads up beforehand. Once all phases of the road itself are finished, they can start on the Madison Lakeway project. That'll bring bump outs like ice cream shops to the lakeshore. The entire reconstruction is expected to cost about $48 million. $33 million of that is being paid for by the federal government. It's broken up into those three phases, so it's not supposed to be under construction for years and years consecutively. But altogether, the work is expected to be finished in 2029. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and Pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-60s. Right now it's 58.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday for the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Smart talk, strong coffee, WMDX Madison.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Our government agents are working without pay. Luckily, my boys at ICE don't mind. They're in it for the love of the game. And how did I find them? By running ads like this. Do you need a job now?
Yeah.
Are you a big tough guy?
Yeah.
Tough enough for the army or police?
No.
But do you take supplements that you bought at a gas station?
Daily.
Do you like to use zip ties because people in your life don't trust you with keys?
You know it.
Then buckle up and slap on some Oakley's, big boy. Welcome to ICE.
Does that answer your question?
No.
God bless SNL. God bless Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Can I say they have a considerably larger wig budget than we do, and also filler? Oh my God, she looked unrecognizable.
Yes.
Did they actually do filler, or was it some sort of prosthetics?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, fantastic.
And Amy Poehler as Pam Bondi.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was really great. Oh, God bless the comedians. Okay. Can I just say I've had to endure listening to Trump speak? Oh, God. They carry the whole... I just can't. I can't. And I'm sorry, the whole, you have to give him... No, I don't have to give him any credit. No, I do not.
I'm glad the hostages are home.
So am I. I can't imagine what they've been through. But yes. Netanyahu could have made the same deal a year ago, but didn't want to get Biden to get any credit, because he's going to make money with Trump in Gaza. Oh, my God. Follow the money, always, right?
Yep.
Oh, he just... And he gave the people that fund Hamas an airbase in Idaho? I mean... oh, my God. Again, follow the money. They gave him a bribe plane. They give him a golf resort. Uh-huh. He gives them NATO protection and an airbase on our airbase.
And there's already been
fighting.
There's already been fighting on the ground inside Gaza this morning.
The war's over. Oh, please. Oh, my God.
When the shooting stops.
Right.
The world,
yes.
But it hasn't stopped yet.
Yeah, I know. I feel awful for these poor hostages. They could have been out. Can you imagine what they've been through? It's unimaginable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they could have been out a year ago. Yeah. And then how disgusting for him to bash President Biden and Obama, and they're cheering it. Yeah. And what did Netanyahu, did they give him a Cracker Jack prize, something else?
The Israel prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little consolation prize for not getting the Nobel. So there was more whining about the Nobel. Are you kidding me? Okay. He's murdering people with a trial and whatever,
It's a year supply.
He's at war with his own country, right. And really any serious person is talking about him. Okay.
Then
he asks them to pardon Netanyahu, his fellow corrupt crook. So, sorry, go ahead.
No, we're far enough away from the Israel Prize thing now that...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yes, he gave him some other Israel prize.
Which is basically your supply of riceroni.
Oh, yeah. That was good. I'm sorry I cut you off. That was really good. That was fantastic.
We're far away from that joke now.
No. No. It needs a little time to breathe. Now it's even funnier.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? We have a Man Meat Monday. Well, you know who's here?
Lonnie!
Jody Hamilton's unbelievably beautiful husband is our new videographer. So that Chris has one less of his 11 billion jobs to do during the show. Hi, Lonnie.
Hello.
Lonnie gets up at ass o'clock for some reason anyway.
Yes.
Lonnie and Jody both do.
That's right.
So Jody will join us tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll have a little marital something. Okay.
They'll ride in to work together.
Oh, are you? Oh, that's so cute. Oh, my God. Okay. We're just so happy they're freaks that get up in the middle of the night for no apparent reason. He gets up at 3, which is late because Jody gets up at 2.
Right. And I get up at 1.
Okay. Well,
And it is supposed to rain like crazy tomorrow.
It's going to be it's mudslide season.
No. This will be the first big rain since the fires.
Since the fires, yeah.
Yeah, boy. Did I mention that he gave the people that fund Hamas an airbase
in Idaho?
And they're applauding him and the Israeli, and they're booing Biden and Obama, who also did not give the people that fund Hamas an airbase.
Okay. MAGA isn't too happy about this.
No. Oh, my God. He's lost Laura Loomer and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well,
what is happening?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Well, this was Laura Loomer.
Are you agreeing with Laura Loomer?
Well, I was watching one of the interviews Kamala Harris did, and she was saying that they told her before the debate, they're like, we just have to let you know he was on the plane with Laura Loomer. He tends to say the last thing like he heard from someone, and he's going to say, I think he's going to say this thing about them eating dogs and cats. Kamala's like, and then he said it.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs and the cats of the people that live there. Okay, so Laura Loomer said, never thought I'd see Republicans give terror financing Muslims from Qatar, a military base on U.S. soil, so they can murder Americans. I don't think I'll be voting in 2026. That a girl.
You've always agreed with Laura Loomer.
I always have. You encourage your fellow maggots, stay home. Take a load off. Put your feet up in the Barca lounger. I cannot in good conscience make any excuses for the harboring of jihadis. This is where I draw the line. Wow, hero of democracy? Laura
Jigsaw from Saw.
Oh. She had previously complained about Qatar's gift of a $400 million plane. She said that didn't smell good. So, you know what? Just a gradual awakening.
Mm. We'll take it.
Did I mention that, was he drunk when he gave them an airbase? Because now J.D. Vance is calling it fake news, but I don't believe that it is. He made the announcement. Secretary of War, are we supposed to call him that? Because
dearly
not
leader
that.
Insists on it.
Okay. It takes an act of Congress. Oh, God. Right. Why am I telling you? You know. Okay. All right. And a year supply of Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to change the name of a department.
Sure.
Uh-huh. He announced Friday the U.S. will soon host a Qatari Air Force. Did I mention that they fund terrorists and they've killed Americans? Just thought I'd mention that. In Idaho is part of a new defense treaty. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. In late September, Trump signed an executive order saying the United States shall regard any armed attack on the territory, sovereignty, or critical infrastructure of the state of Qatar as a threat to the peace and security of the United States. Oh, that's nice. He's extending. Okay. And so then, but didn't Netanyahu do that? So does he still want Netanyahu pardoned? Because didn't he attack Qatar?
Why didn't Netanyahu offer up a little chunk of Israel for Qatar?
Yeah.
Why do we have to go through all of this?
I don't. Okay. I thought this wasn't supposed to be our war. Yeah. Well, it is now. We have troops over there. And I'm telling you, this is all about Trump and money and deals and whatever deals I'm telling you. Qatar gave him the golf course, as I said, the bribe plane. And it's all a deal with him. He's going to make money trying to, rebuild Gaza. Where are we on the, so far more than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed. Around their one statistic says around half were women and children. The toll is expected to grow as bodies are pulled from the rubble that has been previously inaccessible because of the war's over. Trump told the Okay, even though the ceasefire deal leaves many unanswered questions,
yes.
Among the most thorny, Israel's insistence that Hamas disarm. Hamas refuses to do that, wants to ensure Israel pulls its troops completely out of Gaza. The plan also mentions a possibility of a future Palestinian state, another non-starter for Netanyahu. So you tell me how this is over. Again, Chris, there's no decent human that's not thrilled the hostages are home. But I'm sorry, pundits. No, I don't have to give Trump some credit.
The war
no,
is,
I don't.
The war is definitely not over. But
right. I don't trust Netanyahu. Do you?
No.
To not go back?
Absolutely not. But if the only goal that we had at this point was to get the Israeli hostages home before you know, anything else happened to them,
yeah,
I'm happy with that. I have to be. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, I think that goes without saying, again, if you're a decent human. But I just, oh, God, I just can't. I went to social media to find my sanity. Get Rude and Duck says, watching a disturbing proportion of the world be taken in by Trump simply because Bibi refused to cooperate or take a hostage deal seriously until Trump was president is infuriating. Why, Chris? Because he's a corrupt mother, just like Trump. And they knew that they're going to do business together. They're going to make, what do you think all those commercials about Trump Gaza were about, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just disgusting. Pete Souza, former White House photographer, said, pathetic of the Israeli parliament to applaud Trump when he trashed Biden and Obama. I mean, it's the whole thing. Oh, by the way, just speaking of corruption, just because, why not? Did you see this over the weekend? Barron Trump reportedly made about $80 million from Bitcoin and crypto investments. He placed a multi-million dollar short just 30 minutes before his dad's tariff announcement. That's called insider trading, and it's illegal. Can you imagine if Obama and his kids did that?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If Malia Obama,
how old is he? Yeah.
He's like, what, 19?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Barron Trump now has cashed in.
Yeah. He's not underage anymore.
No,
so
he's not.
I'm good to talk.
Blaze away, blaze away, Gen Z, go.
Oh my God, I've always thought he was a little strange, a little weird, but I held my tongue because he was a child. Yeah. Gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, so now it's going to come out.
But oh my God, he is just like his father.
Yeah,
he's literally mini me. This is bad. Yeah. This is really bad.
Yeah, and it's just here we are with, you know, Hunter Biden's whatever.
Yeah, attacking Hunter Biden.
This is like an can I just say thank you, George Stephanopoulos.
Oh.
Anyone engaging in any amount of journalism, thank you. Has ABC apologized yet or paid Trump off for this perfectly legitimate question he asked of J.D. Vance? Here it is.
The ProPublica has actually published a story, and I want to show it up on the screen right now, that says that several members of the Trump administration have faced similar questions. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez DeRemmer entered into two primary residence mortgages in quick succession. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has primary residence mortgages in New Jersey and Washington, D.C. How do you respond to critics who say that the Trump administration is engaging in a double standard here?
ProPublica is basically a left-wing blog. I'm not shocked that you found a left-wing blog that can attack members of the Trump administration.
Do you dispute the facts that ProPublica reported?
Do I dispute a far-left blog that I haven't read that you brought up in this interview? I have no idea, George. I have no idea what they actually said.
It's not a far-left blog, and all of those facts are completely... You notice he never answers the actual question.
No.
All of those people did the exact same thing with their mortgages.
Right.
Thank you.
So he knows for a fact that what ProPublica said is absolutely correct.
And then this, the bag of cash. Can we skip to this? Yep. The Tom Ho bag.
Uh-huh. Yes. George, I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that. And here's, George, you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
That's how it's done.
I said that I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done, bitches.
I have told you for years that you need to watch This Week instead of Meet the Press.
Well, I'm convinced.
Okay.
When you say it, you know. You know what I do over the weekend? I distract myself with dog and cat videos, and then I bother all of my friends by sending them.
I am so glad I am not on those text
chains. Oh, I'm going to put you on the text chain.
Oh, no.
But there's an orange tabby cat they did too. You came in like a wrecking ball, and it jumps onto a chandelier, and then the chandelier falls in the middle of a dinner party. And it's fantastic. And my friend Karen made the brilliant observation, Trump is the orange tabby cat who has ruined America's dinner party.
I'm sure
the cat's fine. We're all like, holy, what the...
I'm sure that video was just as funny when it was on America's Funniest Home Videos in 1982.
Yeah. No, it was not. It's a new one. It's an orange cat. It jumps on a chandelier you came in like a wrecking ball, and then the chandelier falls. Then everybody at the dinner party screams because there's chandelier and cat everywhere.
Is there a chance it's AI?
Pardon me?
Is there a chance
it could be AI?
I'll show it to you.
Oh, she has no idea how to discern AI from reality.
It doesn't matter. It's funny.
If it's funny, it's funny.
I sent for Angela two separate dogs turning around to Total Eclipse of the Heart, you know, to the turn around. Because remember, for Angela and I did an interpretive dance in Denver, Sexy Liberal. And so I said, we got to add these two to our act. There's a dachshund and then another dog that they trained it to turn around when the song says turn around.
Is this what old people think is funny?
Yes, yes.
I hate it, but Grandma found.
Okay. All right, we have some rude man meat coming up. It's Man Meat Monday.
All right.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you. Waking up with a, right, fella? Something. Scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are you tough it out, get sick, take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. I don't know, this millennium, whenever. Wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people. Or you open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. This right here, there. Hit this. I match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds. Nip it in the bud. Not a first aid kit. There's doctor prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting at the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are right in your kit. Order yours now. $45 off. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, Nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Cheese curds and craft beer. Progressive politics and football fans.
only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it, because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX, serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about, the things that make our city absolutely irresistible. Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's me. 25 minutes after the hour, totally. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris, who said, here's my takeaway after 60 years on the planet. There's great value in being fearless for too much of life. I was too afraid, too frightened by it all. The fear is one of my biggest regrets. Don't give up on yourself. So you make a mistake here and there. You do too much or you do too little. Just have fun. Smile and keep putting on lipstick. Who said that?
Captain Caveman.
No, Diane Keaton.
Aww.
2025 continues to suck.
Did you ever meet her in one of your little Hollywood parties?
I did not, but I watched in her honor last night was one of the later ones that my friend Rob Reiner did with the Michael Douglas, and she was fantastic in it. Mostly you have to watch it for Rob Reiner's toupee, and he plays the piano player. And so it goes. That's the name of it. It's fantastic. I was super sad. Yeah. She seems so young and vivacious and, 79. I know she dealt with skin cancer earlier in her life, but I don't know. There's obviously no reporting.
I loved her Father of the Bride. She was so funny in that, even though it was like a minor part.
I don't know why. She didn't look her age. She seemed vibrant and young. That was kind of a shock and just really sad.
And she directed a few episodes of Twin Peaks.
Oh,
so,
I did not know that.
Yes, Diane Keaton did.
Wow.
The original Twin Peaks on ABC.
Do you know which episodes?
I'll find out for you.
Okay. Yeah. Curious.
An original. Yeah. I mean, God, just that body of work. Godfather and Annie Hall and, First Wives Club. Just on and on.
And she directed the video for Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad I'm not taking crazy pills. John Podesta posted, Qatar gives Trump a big plane. Trump gives Qatar Article 5 protection. Trump gives Qatar an installation at a U.S. Air Force base. Qatar finances a golf course for Trump in Qatar. Isn't cozy, isn't it? Yeah. How is this America first? I mean, okay. Dana Loesch. Wow. Dana Loesch tweeted, I feel like if you sponsor Hamas, you shouldn't get a base in the U.S. What am I missing here? Wow, he's lost Dana Loesch, Laura Loomer, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Gary Kasparov said, you're missing that Qatar also sponsors Trump and the Trump family. Thank you. Always follow the money.
All right.
Always follow what's in it for Trump, because there's your answer, right? Okay. I don't know about you. I'm going to the No Kings rally this Saturday, mostly because of this douchebag, Mike Johnson. Here he is.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the mall. We got some House Democrats selling T-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd. All this has got to come to an end.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're afraid of you're not afraid of your far left January 6th terrorists, your lunatic base.
This is dangerous what they're trying to do. They're trying to equate peaceful protest with Antifa and with Hamas, and in some of these circles it's sticking. We need to fight back against this message.
And they're trying to scare you away from going. That's why I'm doubling and tripling down on going this weekend, because they're trying to scare you. They're trying to threaten you. And by the way, this country was founded on no kings. That's the radical idea this was founded on. 29 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit next.
92.7 WMDX. Because you can't solve everything with yoga. Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Residents of Wanakee are pushing back against a plan for a new solar farm. One Energy wants to build a new solar site near the Savannah Village neighborhood. The property is currently owned by Madison Gas and Electric. WMTV reports the solar farm would create enough energy to power about 1,600 Wisconsin homes. The village board was set to vote on the proposal last week after getting feedback from hundreds of people. The outlet reports nearly 100 came to the hearing in person and more than 100 others wrote in. One Energy staff say there shouldn't be any significant impact to the environment, but residents are worried about things like harm to wildlife, property values, and just having it so close to people's homes. At that meeting last week, the village board decided to postpone its vote. According to WMTV, they have not yet set a new date. Meanwhile, Wisconsin is getting its first new wind farms in more than a decade. Isabella Nieto reports.
The Public Service Commission voted to approve the first wind farm since 2011. According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And an invasive plant has spread to at least three new areas in southern Wisconsin. The DNR says Japanese stilt grass can harm soil composition, shrink wildlife habitats, and impact biodiversity. It was first found in Wisconsin in 2020, and this year it's been confirmed in Beloit, Grant County, Walworth County, and now in Middleton. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a high in the mid-60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Did you know Packer Love is international? Join us Wednesday from the Marcus Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of No Packers, No Life, the story of Japanese Packers fans.
There's a Wisconsin story about our state, our team, who we are, and then there's a universal story about people from all over coming together, regardless of culture, distance, language barrier, and finding amazing community over something completely unexpected.
Join us Wednesday, 2 to 4 for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight from HBO's Task, I welcome Jamie McShane and comedian and host of the WGN Morning Show, Mike Toomey. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Administration and individuals who are manipulating the justice system of America in that way, they best understand that this is not only about something that affects the individuals that they're targeting. This affects all of us who believe that, flawed though it may be, that a justice system is actually supposed to be blind in the way that it does its work, not targeting people because of who they are, or for that matter, what they look like.
My president, Kamala Harris. Okay. Wow, somebody wrote a great piece called Democrats Can Control the Narrative on Immigration. Here he is.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, back out and let Freddie in.
Remember to let a joke about sparks.
Yes.
Then you can start to make it better.
Hi, you rude. What's up?
Hello.
Oh, I thought you were raising your hand to speak.
I was singing along with the song.
Oh,
like,
you were gesticulating wildly. Uh-huh. Hi, good morning. We're just really excited you're here. Kermit Flail.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. That's nice. Wait, I'm Italian, so I could actually talk crap about Christopher Columbus. I'm allowed to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Happy Columbus Day.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, yes. Don't celebrate the genocidal maniac. Don't...
Which one? Netanyahu? Oh, I'm sorry, the other one. I'm
Columbus.
Sorry. I wasn't sure.
Did you
what
read
about.
Trump's Columbus Day proclamation? It's truly insane
Really?
About restoring Columbus to greatness and how, you know, because of Columbus, we got to July 4th, 1776. And it's just like this mind-blowing attempt to try to restore, like all the history that would, that we now know about Columbus and that was suppressed for years. He's like, no, we need to ignore that. That's just woke.
Didn't he say, like, Italians, we're back? I don't really know what
that
means.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, speaking of insane posts in the middle of the night, when was this? This was in the middle of the night a couple nights ago.
Uh-huh.
He blamed a Capitol riot on President Biden, claiming the Biden FBI placed agents in the crowd on January 6th when he was president. So I'm not sure how Biden... I can't tell anymore if he's just insane, if it's dementia, or he's just lying because he knows his base is that dumb. Biden sent the FBI? Okay.
Who knows? You know, remember back when, you know, people accused Obama of, you know, ignoring things that led to 9/11? I mean, it's just...
Yes.
I think it's generally that there's a segment of the population that is dumb enough to believe anything he says.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
And like most lifelong liars, he's very, very specific. The Biden FBI placed 274 agents into the crowd on January 6th. If this is so, which it is, a lot of very good people will be owed big apologies. What a scam. Do something. President Donald J. Trump. That is, I assume, is to Pam. Do something.
Sure.
About Biden putting the FBI into the... Okay.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Thank you. He did not thank me.
You know what it could be now? Now it could actually be that every one of those that ends with thank you for your attention to this matter were meant to be private messages. Every single one of those.
That is true.
Since we now know that the Bondi thing was supposed to be a private message.
So we have another bull doctor speaking of his whatever's going on. How do they find these soulless hacks to just repeat? Who is this guy? Sean Barbarella? Is his name really Barbarella? Or Barbabella? He dropped gushing details about the president's health, Rude, especially his cardiovascular vitality.
Oh, God.
Which is not a thing. That's just not a thing.
No, and just look at him. Oh, by the way, he got the COVID and the flu shot, even though crazy Bobby Brainworm tells you not to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
Dr. Barbarella said...
Wait a minute. He got the flu shot when it's becoming less and less available to the rest of us?
Yes, correct.
Uh-huh. Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. His cardiac age, Dr. Barbarella writes... was found to be approximately 14 years younger than his chronological age. Oh, my God. President Donald J. Trump remains in exceptional health, exhibiting strong cardiovascular, pulmonary, neurological, and physical performance. Oh, my God.
Is he taking collagen?
Perhaps he's using Native Path and typing Stephanie in the box.
Okay. I doubt that.
Rude.
When he's huffing and wheezing after going up some stairs... it's really hard to take that seriously, you know?
Yes, look at him. Everyone always goes, I'm not a doctor, but... I mean, it seems pretty obviously obvious to me. He is in congestive heart failure. He's look at the size of his ankles. He has had at least one stroke. I mean, people keep noticing when he falls asleep in all these meetings, the drooping mouth. He has dementia. Like, it's just everything is.
And he talks all the time about whether or not he's going to go to heaven or hell.
Yes.
Which is just weird.
I've got the answer to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my fear is that one day he's going to decide, he's going to say, you know what? I know I'm going to hell, so screw it. Let's just kill them all.
Yeah. So this was his second annual physical, even I can math the math better than that.
Yeah.
Annual means once a year. Rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was
he was
a lot
getting
of,
it done early.
You know,
6 months early.
Yeah. So a lot of people were speculating on Friday. George Conway said, I've been told that in essence, there are two things that physicians can't do at the White House medical unit, MRIs and surgeries. Virtually anything else can be done there if you have or want to. MRI would be my guess. I don't know. I know that my friend Jimmy, do you remember he had a heart condition that we actually friends didn't know about, and he flew. You know, to Hawaii, and he actually had a heart attack and died when he landed. And they were saying, you know, because he was doing this trip to the Middle East, if you have congestive heart stuff, you definitely, yeah. I mean, so anyway, just a lot of speculation.
You shouldn't be in a pressurized container.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't just put him in compression socks.
Right.
Put him in like a whole compression suit.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Someone else said brain MRI after worsening transient ischemic attack episodes. The mouth has been looking droopy when he's paying attention, when he's not paying attention, falling asleep, etc. So a brain MRI to check for a stroke. Got it. So I don't know, you know,
I you guys are way too kind. I always think it's explosive diarrhea and he's crapping himself to death. And so they've got to figure out why he's crapping himself to death. And, you know, he's dehydrated from crapping so much because and that's what makes him delusional.
They do seem to put a pad down, a poopy or pee-pee pad down on the couch in Fox and Friends.
Yeah, they put like this black pad down on the curvy white couch.
Something happened. Well, it's a white couch.
They know what stains are left behind after he leaves.
Sorry about the couch.
Would he be, though? Would he be?
No, he wouldn't.
You could sell that on eBay.
He is just going to be the stain that he leaves on America. That's going to be. All right. So
he's our track mark. Yeah.
America's skin mark.
Yeah.
So, rudeness, your piece. I mean, you said, take back the story of immigration in this country. It's a beautiful one. It's who we are. Yeah, we forget that. I mean, you know, meanwhile, they stopped, like, priests from going in and, you know, praying with and giving communion to the detainees in Chicago. And like as Sir John Fugelsang always tells us, I mean, it's the number one commandment, welcome the stranger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, and putting all that aside, it's just Democrats have to stop going along with whatever story Republicans are telling. You know, they have to stop every time a crime is mentioned. They don't have to automatically knee-jerk jump in with, well, we're going to get tough on the border too stuff. It needs to be, okay, but there's this other story of immigration in this country that is actually the more important story. And tell that story instead.
I mean, we'll take the good news wherever we can, right? A federal appeals court said Saturday it will not allow Trump to deploy National Guard in Illinois, largely preserving a ruling that suspended his administration's campaign to send troops into Chicago. Rude, I got to say, I'm so proud of my Chicago peeps, my Portland peeps. Keep it weird.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
But the thing is that, like, you know, they're already all over Chicago. I mean, you know, friends of mine in Chicago were talking about helicopters, you know, all day, all night, flying around, searching for people.
Blackhawks. Kamala Harris said this weekend, guess what Blackhawks are used for? War. So, yes, he's at war. Yeah. With his own country.
And, you know, the thing that also gets lost here, and again, this is where Democrats can come in and say, this is all to round up people for a misdemeanor at best.
Yeah.
Or to be, you know, draconian about years-old crimes that might affect immigration procedures. And that's it. That's it. I mean, you know, the disproportionate use of force here is tremendous. The waste of resources when you have eight SUVs of agents rolling up to an elementary school you're not doing anything, but you think you're intimidating people, but what you're really doing is pissing them off.
Yeah.
And which I think might also be part of the purpose, is try to push them to enough violence where you can declare the Insurrection Act or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who knows what evil crap they're up to in all of this. Although, you know, I tend to think it's just they want to show they can use force against the brown people because that makes all their white people happy.
Well, and, you know, Mike Johnson calling this weekend the Hate America rally. You know, this is very, very clearly a Love America rally. The people that love everything this country is and has always stood for, which is not this. Which is not Trump's, you know,
right.
jackbooted.
And so you just say to Mike Johnson, okay, so you're yes to kings. You're good with kings.
Yeah, you're yes to fascism.
No rally, you know?
Yeah.
If it's hate to not want a king, then you better go back to the Declaration of Independence.
Did you see this one? Masked Border Patrol agents on Friday arrested a TV producer for WGN News in Chicago, threw her into an unmarked van and rammed into another vehicle as they drove away. This was a video that was posted on Facebook by, you know, a bystander.
Yeah, they claimed masked agents, right? They claimed that she threw things at them, but then they released her without charge, which means she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They just decided that that they were gonna slam this woman to the ground. For being a journalist.
Yeah, it's like the woman that, you know, they claimed rammed them or whatever. Videotape keeps proving them to be lying, that she wasn't the one, you know.
That shots were fired and it turns out they were shooting at the car. It's because these are just untrained. Sorry, I'm trying to think of a word I can say.
Okay.
Jerks.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I couldn't think if I could say the one that starts with jag, but can I say...
Off the air, you can. You can say the jag word off the air.
Okay, all right. So,
we're too cute by half.
I could call them jags, though.
Right.
You can, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're total
jags. Well, that's a one-off. You can do that.
Yeah, okay. That are...
All right. Anyway.
Oh, good. I have like this box that I get to check every now and then. but just these untrained a-holes who are doing this. And again, cities need to start using their police. And if the police won't do it, then they need to fire police chiefs until they get local law enforcement involved in protecting the citizens of the locality.
Yeah. So three masked agents pinned this woman, you know, the producer, to the ground as they handcuff her. They ask her name, which she gives, and then she says, "You guys want to share your names too?" They decline and throw her in a van. That's not, not America a lot of us recognize, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the idea that we're supposed to just go peacefully with the masked, unidentified people into their vans.
Yeah.
You know how frightening that is?
Which our parents have been telling us since we were yay high to not do. Don't get in a van with people you don't know. I mean, it's. Because you are a fancy tenured professor, which I know it's startling for many of us, but I just, I have to, I save one last, yes.
Right-wing hypocrites!
For you. Pete Hegseth previously championed diversity in a 2013 policy brief for Harvard's Kennedy School before knocking it as a crutch for minorities during his current stint in the Trump administration. The detailed proposal heavily included comments from Democrats, including the late Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman, who he referenced as a political champion.
Wow.
Well, first of all, nobody in this administration has expressed anything about Melissa Hortman's slaughter by
Pam
a MAGA.
Pam Bondi mentioned it on Friday. We have that audio.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But Pam Bondi mentioned it.
Later? Wait till you hear it.
We're going to have to hear it.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. Here's what she said.
We've been living through a horrific cycle of political violence in this country. Night after night, Antifa wreaks havoc on our streets of our cities. In Minnesota, a gunman murdered a state lawmaker and her husband. It was horrific.
Antifa? The maggot with the list of Democratic officials to kill was...
That is amazing. I mean, that is some quality lying right there.
Yep.
But just quickly, I know you got to go to a break.
Yes.
But on the Pete Hegseth thing, I mean, it's because it's obvious. Everybody in academia knows that diversity strengthens programs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that we all believe. And Hegseth, when he was, you know, had to be a normal human being, understood that. So, you know, yeah. it's just as if they just hand their soul over to Trump.
And any principle they ever had, it's astounding. Yeah. It really is.
They hand their soul and they're given back knee pads.
Oh, good. We end on a rude note.
Uh-huh.
I do have to go to a break, but you hang up first.
No, okay. Real quick, I just want to say, Yolanda, I met her in a grocery store. She came up to me and said, "Oh my God, are you on the Stephanie Miller show?" And she said, "Tell Stephanie I love her."
Yolanda
at the grocery store.
I love you, Yolanda, grocery store lady. She's like, "Are you the filthy hobo that's on the Stephanie Miller show?" And you're like,
"It was."
Yes.
And you know, it kind of turned her on, I think.
Ah, there you go.
All right. Love you, Rude. See you next week.
Bye. Thanks, Lee.
Bye. That's our first serving of man meat, and now Brooklyn Dad Defiant in hour three.
That's right.
That's a lot of man. It's a lot of meat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen. Is that what's propping Trump up? As long as he's typing Stephanie in the box.
As long as we get the credit for the sale.
All right. Listen, I did another 40-mile bike ride up the PCH, I tell you what.
Yep.
And collagen, I can feel the difference. It is the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It supports my big lie from the inside out. Oh. I have other stuff I go on the outside in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, good for my skin, my hair, my nails, my digestion. Check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see along with a special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the One of Us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Wouldn't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you dance. Yes, you move in very, very mysterious ways.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to swim through a mudslide season tomorrow. We're going to get a huge storm. Here we go. All right. We have the magical Lonnie Paul is here. That's our new videographer, Mr. Jody Hamilton, but a fantastic musician and music producer in his own right. Yes. And we're very excited.
An animator.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of it. Uh-huh. All of the above. I got to step up my game. So I did a bike ride with like 100 people. It's really cool. For Bahati Foundation, they're doing great work for inner city kids. But I got at Portland, I got to up my game. Hundreds of cyclists took to the rainy and chilly streets of Portland on Sunday for what was dubbed an emergency naked bike ride to protest what ICE is doing across the city and the country. Many were butt naked as they rode past the ICE facility in protest. Portland, good to Portland. Go on, Portland. I got to get up there for a naked ride. I got to double my commitment to cycling and to anti-ICE. Okay, Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Hello.
Oh, please, Chris. There has to be video for the naked bike ride with Steph. That's going to happen.
I'm wearing entirely too many clothes. I'm doing it wrong.
I will get some for you.
Awesome. I just want to say I had, just the thrill of a lifetime to go and hear Madam President Kamala Harris speak. And thank you for, mentioning, bringing up that they, this deal that Netanyahu, did with Hamas, that could have been done a year ago. That is important.
Thank you.
And
if I were the hostages' family, I'm like, why didn't you do this exact same deal when Biden offered it a year ago? Our loved ones have been through God knows what hell in the last year, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. And this is the thing, if anybody, we have a lot of good liberals. We're all upset about what's been going on in Gaza. But there were no fewer than 5 disruptions at Kamala's book event.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yelling at her.
I know. I know. And I think she said, aren't you the people that were telling people not to vote? And here we are. Here we are. All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Brooklyn Dad Defiant coming up.
WMDX Talk Radio with more bike lanes.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, and Jane Matinere is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Joy in Israel as Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli hostages. Sound of a phone call between family members and released hostage Bar Cooperstein. These hostages now receiving medical treatment at hospitals in Israel. There is also a focus on the 28 deceased hostages. Hamas says it will release the remains of four today. Israel, meanwhile, has released more than 1,900 prisoners as part of the deal, which was brokered by the U.S. President Trump celebrated the agreement in remarks to the Israeli parliament.
Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East.
He called it a new dawn for the region. He's now en route to Egypt, where he'll co-chair a peace summit with the leaders of more than 20 nations focused on the next steps of this agreement. This is ABC News.